Today is the first day of Holy Week. Officially, this is Palm Sunday of the Lord's Passion. The title brings together the two dominant aspects of this day, the palms and the passion. The palms, as I mentioned at the beginning of the Mass, remind us of the joyful entry of Jesus into the Holy City, Jerusalem. And they also remind us of the great victory that Jesus will achieve in Jerusalem this week. The Passion, which we just heard read, is that sorrowful journey of Jesus, the last 24 hours of his life, from the Last Supper to the tomb. There's a lot to that story, and we can't take it all in at one time. There's the Last Supper itself, institution of the Eucharist, there's the anointing, there's the agony in the garden, the betrayal by Judas, there's the trial in front of the Jews, there's the interrogation by Pilate, there's Peter's triple denial, then the whole account of his crucifixion, all the way to his burial by Joseph of Arimathea. It's too much to take in one Mass, and the homily is supposed to be short on Palm Sunday because the readings are long. So even though we don't have time for a long reflection, I'd like to try to summarize the events of this week by choosing three key words. Three words. First word, two of the words come from the Hebrew language. The first word, the one that belongs to today, to Palm Sunday, is Hosanna. This is the acclamation of the people who welcomed Jesus into the city, Hosanna. They honored him as the king. They honored him as the Messiah. Hosanna to the Son of David. Hosanna in the highest. Hosanna means, in the Old Testament, it means save us. It's a cry for salvation, a cry for divine help, Hosanna. But in the New Testament, we see it's also used as a way of honoring the one who comes to save us. So it's not only a cry for help, but also a kind of thanksgiving or a praise to the Savior. So on Palm Sunday, it's more of a joyful welcome. Welcome to the Savior who has finally come. Hosanna, you're here. Hosanna. Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. Hosanna. There's no English word for this, so we just use the Greek version of the word, Hosanna. There's no Tagalog word either. We just use Hosanna. Hosanna sa kaitaasan. It's very familiar to us because at every Mass, we use it at the beginning of the Eucharistic prayer. The holy, 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 Hosanna in the highest. Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. Hosanna in the highest. So just as we welcome Jesus, as we did at the beginning of this Mass, as we welcome the long-awaited Savior into the city of Jerusalem today, at every Mass, we welcome Jesus who comes to us in the Eucharist. Hosanna, that's the first word. I said there's three. Let's skip to the third word, which belongs not to this Sunday, but to next Sunday, Easter Sunday. And you know this word very well. Alleluia. It's a word that is not used at all during Lent, but it is repeated with great joy through the whole season of Easter. Alleluia means praise the Lord. Purihin ang Panginoon. We don't usually translate it though because we just use Alleluia in English or Tagalog. It's heaven's word, it's heaven's song. And when we get to Easter, we join in the praise of the angels and the saints. We get to join in their joyful song. But not yet. We're not at Easter yet. Between the Hosanna of today and the Alleluia of next Sunday, there's another word, the second, in this three-word summary, and it comes from the Passion. It's a word or a phrase that we don't translate. I should say, we do translate. We don't translate Hosanna and Alleluia, but we do translate this one. We don't use the terrible original languages. I don't know what it is in Hebrew, but in Greek, which is the language of the Gospels, stauroson auton, stauroson auton, crucify him, Hipakos of cruise. It sounds terrible in any language. This is the cry of the crowd, not on Palm Sunday, but on Good Friday. Do you want me to release to you the King of the Jews? Pilate asks. And the people say, no, we want Barabbas. We want the murderer. And then Pilate says, well, what do you want me to do with this man who you call the King of the Jews? Stauroson auton. Crucify him. And Pilate says, why? Why? What evil has he done? They don't give an answer. They just shout louder, Stauroson auton. Hipakos of cruz. This is the terrible second word. It's the cry of the crowd, but it's also the cry of every sinner every time we choose sin. Then we prefer a murderer to a savior. Then we choose the way of death rather than life in God. Crucify him. But even though it's a terrible word, even though it's a terrible cry, and this is the marvel of Holy Week, right? God uses it for good. We choose death, and Jesus uses death to give us life. That's what we celebrate during Holy Week, this week that goes from Hosanna to crucify him to Alleluia. Now on Palm Sunday, we cry Hosanna. Hosanna in the highest, because Jesus is our Savior. He comes as our Savior. He comes as the Savior of all sinners, and we are welcoming him. We turn away from sin. We reject sin. We say, thank you, Lord, for your love which is deeper than suffering, which is stronger than sin, which is more powerful than death, love which brings us eternal life. Hosanna in the highest.